want it. It just depends on how much it's going to be.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll do our best to make it fit. Here he comes.
For some reason, I believe you.
Okay.
Like, you know, you have, you know, like a sense of, I don't know what it is, but you seem truthful and honest.
Oh, why, thank you. Yeah, we've been doing this a long time, you know, and we do this a lot. And, okay,
well,
here's for you.
Let me just tell you this, with what's going on in this country right now, it is sketch. It's gotten real, you know? So I'm just saying, you are, you have the right voice and everything to do this.
Oh,
because
thank you. I appreciate
that. What I've been dealing with, no.
I get that. Yes, I've been doing this almost 30 years, you know. Okay, and here's Mario.
Well, that's what happens. I mean, I've been doing this kind of stuff almost 30, so, you know, that's how I've, like, said, this sketch. I mean, I've been doing this for so long, I can't pump money into these people that...
Hello,
I'm so untrustworthy.
Right, right. Oh, okay. Here's Mario to come in with the rate. Thank you, Mario.
Yeah, okay.
You're welcome. Thank you, Tara.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Perry, how you doing?
Good.
I did overhear that conversation. I have to say that I'm very, for one, glad that I think that we would be able to help and assess your situation, but secondly, that, you know, Tara has been very... detailed, and you know, you've expressed how you've
I would just say, you know, you've been really professional, and so yeah
again, I
that's
thank
a
you
good
very...
one for you. That's a keeper.
I will make sure that I pass that message on to our upper management. That's
you've got
very...
some, you know, Seth, you've got some trust around her.
Nice. Again, thank you for that. Now, Perry, fill me in on a little more of what's going on. Again, my name is Mario Perry. I'm one of the directors in the finance team. I'm actually in charge of pricing when it comes to the services that we offer. And I overheard.
What company are you with?
Our company name is Local Splash. We've been in business for 20 years, and we are a premier partner to Google. Okay. The question that I have.
So there was this, so I was dealing with this one company, and it just got really crazy. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So I know you mentioned something about, you know, getting ripped off, and you're getting phone calls, and you've been reported on your listing to Google. You were flagged. You know, and I'm trying just to get a better understanding of that to see, you know, how exactly, you know, what angle we can take here and if we can definitely help with that. I want to just get a little better understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well. So I didn't want to make a rash decision.
Okay, uh-huh.
And I generally don't make rash decisions, especially when it has to do with thousands and thousands of dollars.
Okay.
And unknown things.
Okay.
And I don't care how great of a deal it is. If you call me on the phone and want to sell me a Cadillac for $2,000, that'd be a great deal. It'd be a lot of money, and we could maybe do that deal. But I'm not going to do it right now. I got to look it up. I got to check on it. I want to see the car. I want to get a feel for what I'm buying still, right? Even though it's a great deal.
Right.
You
makes
can
sense.
Understand that, right? I mean,
absolutely.
I'm just not, I told you up front, you can do whatever you want. I mean, I like the car, but I just am not going to buy it today, and I want you to know that. And so I'm straightforward, right?
Right.
Well,
right.
In the end on these guys, when I don't go with their great deal, I say, wow, that's cool. That's a great deal. It's a great vehicle you got there. I love it. I like it, but I gotta learn. I don't know enough about it. I gotta look into it. I wanna find some things out. And then they get off the phone and they knock my listing out.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. And so then that tells me you were dealing, you know, with bad people, you know, obviously. If they want to do that to you just because you didn't automatically jump on their deal, I was going to look into it, get back with them. You know, I was very busy, had a lot going on. Well, they don't care. He knocked my listing out because of it. And I'm going to tell you, at that point, I felt like I had done the right thing. If that's what they want to do, then I did the right thing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's definitely doesn't sound like somebody you want to work with anyways, to be quite frank, Perry.
No.
We're
not. It's a company called AVS, and they do the same thing. They're Google Pro, just like you guys are.
Okay. Well,
they're a Google company like you guys are.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this for 20 years, and I tell you that, we haven't stayed in business this long by, you know, screwing any of our clients over. I don't see how, you know, a company can,
I'm not saying, I don't know if they were going to. They probably weren't either. It may have been completely legit. I just didn't know.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it just sounds that what was done, I mean, you know, anytime they're going to just shut down the listing or do anything of that nature, I mean, you should be notified and you should be kept in the loop with that, right?
The thing about it is that now I have to go through an appeals process. There's no way, you know, nobody's going to answer the phone at Google.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right about that, but that's where we play a role in, right? We are a premier partner to Google, right? It sounds like you said this company was a company that was a pro Google relationship with Google. I mean, it's quite different when you're a premier partner. I mean, it's probably the closest you can get to Google.
Probably are too.
Okay. Well, here's the question that I had. Currently, are you working solo, Perry, or do you have you're working alone. Okay, perfect. In the event that you did start taking on more work, would you be able to bring guys on board?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I've got guys ready to go, but I just don't. You know, I don't have anything for them right now. That's why I'm working. I need, you know, I've got guys standing here ready to go. And, I've got one of them. Mm-hmm. One of them's down cleaning my boat. Another guy's cleaning the damn motorhome. I got some other stuff for them to do, but I'm trying, you know, they're my mowing diggers.
Gotcha. Okay, so you do have a crew on standby then.
Yeah, but I'm not doing much work on this because I'm not getting much work on it.
Okay. Well, here, I think that, like Terry said, we can definitely help with your situation. I think that, you know, the situation that you're in is not one that we have not encountered in the past, and we've been able to definitely help our clients. I think that, you know, our IT department and our operations team do very well and being able to, get you back on the right track. Okay. Now, here's what we offer, right? I mean, we would get that squared away for you, work with our IT and operations department to get that JBP, right? If we need to make a new one for you, I mean, I guess that's the route we would have to take, right, to get you back and get you on that first page of Google, right? Because that's what's going to be the game changer for Daytona, right? It's to get you in front of the right clients to keep you busy, right? Secondly, do you currently do have a website, if I'm not mistaken, or you don't?
I have a website, but I'm currently working on it.
Okay, no worries about it. I mean, one of the other things that we can do, Perry, is actually create you a new one. You know, if it's easier, and I think it would be easier in your case with all the hiccups you're going through. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, here, give me a second here. And then, Daytona, Dig and Mold, what exactly do you guys specialize in, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, I think the name's quite clear.
Yeah, it does. That's what we do. We just do these, you know, we do a lot of small digging and site preparation. And then we also then, a lot of times we just, we do a lot of mowing, especially we started mowing, some of bigger commercial type properties. And I thought, hey, you know what? I'd really like to, you know, help some folks out, maybe make a little money with this equipment and see what we can do here. And okay, that's what I was trying to find out. If we could do that.
Yeah, we can definitely list you in that category as well. That's not a big deal. I sent a text message over to you, Perry. Let me know if you got it.
You sent it to digandmo at Gmail?
No, I texted it over to you.
Oh, text it? Okay.
It's just a sample website. Here, I think I sent you the wrong one here, but it doesn't matter. It's just a, it's
Movie
a sample.
Pros, one yeah, stop, it's shop.
A, yeah, here, I sent you a different one. It's, you know, it's, I'm just giving you a sample of the websites that I have available right now. But again, these sites, just the way that they're appearing to you right now, which I'm sending them over. If you look at the second one I send over to you, it's
yeah,
gonna
I mean,
show. You know, it's gonna show.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna. So the headline here, you know, I'm just giving you an example. Again, these are sample sites. It's gonna say Daytona Dig and Mow, right on the cover page, and then if you pick any of the pictures to look at, right, because you can look at it through a, you know, it shows you the version of a computer, an iPad, and then a phone. You can choose any of them. And once you do, if you scroll down on it, you'll be able to see, you know, how the site will appear, right? It's, again, it's a sample site. It's going to show the pictures of your work, Perry. Who you guys are, what you guys do, you know, talk about the company, you know, and it's going to make it just an eye catcher for the client. Anyone looking you up on the internet will be able to, you know, look up your site. And if they want to call you, they simply will click on the little phone icon and they will dial you directly, right? There's no need for the client to be looking up your number, which I think it's an awesome feature. Right, so that's the other service that would be included, aside from us getting that listing squared away for you, because I think right now, you know, it's that's probably one of the most important portions on your end is to get that fixed, you know. The listing
that
was removed, right? For us to put you.
Yeah,
back. So we would put you again. We would put you on the first page of Google, Perry. We will create a website for you, which I think is going to be a game changer for Daytona Dig and Mow, because now you're going to look like a very legitimate company where customers are going to, you know, just be more intrigued and more, you know, likely to want to do business if you look like a more legitimate company. Yes. And then aside from that, we also hit the social media portion with this. We promote you through the business side of Facebook, to where you, people will start seeing ads for Daytona Dig and Mow. So I'm not sure if you're familiar how, Facebook ads work, Perry, but I'll give you a quick example. let's say you get on your phone right now, Perry, and you go on Google, right, and you put, where can I find a good burger on your phone? You're going to see that Google is going to give you a listing of a bunch of burger places, right? Later on in the day, when you get on your Facebook account, you'll start seeing ads that are going to pop out on your phone for different burger joints, right? So that's how the social media sites and Google are connected. So if anyone in Daytona or in the area, like you said, you know, wherever, however far you're willing to travel, is looking for a company that does, you know, any digging or mowing or so forth, they are going to not only find you on the first page, Perry, but later on in the day, when they're on their personal Facebook account, they will start seeing ads for Daytona Dig and Mow, you know. So I think that's an excellent feature, and a lot of our clients gain a lot of leads that route, you know. Aside from running the Facebook ads on social media for you, Perry, we also put you on Yelp, we put you on Bing, and then we also put you on Apple, right? You know, I'm mentioning these things to you because it's going to be definitely a game changer, and that's why we ask if you're able to take on more work. And the good thing that is a very, you know, it's something that catches our attention as well with you is that you do have a crew on standby, which is awesome. Okay.
Yeah, none of them are mowing or digging.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. My apologies.
It was meant to be funny. I'm glad you did. That's what I've been like. I'm like, I told them the same thing this morning. I'm like, man, you guys, you know, and so anyway, I need to get them a little bit more mowing because that's what, you know, we brought them in for.
Well,
so
let's get them back on track as well. I guess they've had enough of a timeout already.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is that, you know, I'm having to, you know, really limit the hours for them on stuff. So, yeah, we're trying to get busy. I've got, like, a lot of listings. I've done a lot of different things, but we just haven't, you know, then this Google thing knocked me out. I think when the people were looking at that Google thing, it was incomplete. So I was an incomplete company compared to other people and not getting the work.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's unfortunate that you were going through that because that is definitely what will create a hiccup for you and it will definitely halt things. But no worries, Perry. I think, you know, like Tara said, and, you know, we're glad that we came across each other. I think we're definitely not only be able to help you, but I think you're going to be happy with what we'll be able to do for the business. And then lastly, Perry, so just so you know, anytime anyone in the area is looking for Dig and Mow, like I said, you're going to come up as one of the top recommended companies on that first page of Google. So I'm already typing all the information in here to make sure that we address the issue that you're having there with that listing that was prepared at your JBP, what they call, was tampered with by. What company was this that you said you were working with?
I think it was called ABS.
ABS. No worries. I think that's...
I'm going to look exactly.
Okay,
I'm
going to
look exactly. I'm going to look them up and see.
Perry, your first name is Perry?
Yeah.
Okay, and your last name, brother?
Danler, D-A-N-L-E-R.
Danler. Never heard of your last name before, and I deal with a lot of last names.
Yeah, I know. There's, you know, there's really just not a lot.
Not too many Danlers
really,
in the world, huh?
No, my dad.
Uh-huh.
Well, my dad was an only child. and his dad was an only child. And so he had no brothers and sisters. I got no aunts and uncles that are Danlers. So there's no other kids, you know what I mean? And his dad came from England originally, lived over in the New York area, and he was the only one, married my grandma. They were it. And my dad, he was the only son. Well, we had three of us, so there's a few more, but, you know, it just really, I've never seen one either. I've done a lot of, not many. Yeah. But what they did do, the one guy that did something back in the day, he made these dog sleds. And so there is a Danler dog sled this guy made to run the, sled dogs over in, you know, the snowy countries of Europe.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And so he made, he was a sled, maker, and there's a Danler sled, and when I did the research, it was one of the best, you know, fine made dog sleds for these dog races. So somebody did something cool way, way, way back, but you know, nobody has dog sleds, so you don't know them.
Okay, gotcha.
Hey, it's like a Danler. There's about the same amount of people have dog sleds.
Gotcha. That's pretty funny.
I live in Florida, so I'm like the only one for sure.
Yeah, I don't think you'll find too many dog sleds out there, Perry.
No, but you know, I've met, and so then that's an interesting thing you brought up. So then there's a few that have been with wives, Danley.
Oh, okay.
Ends in a Y. A few of those.
I've heard Danley.
Yeah, and then there's some Danner, where the L is an N.
I haven't heard of that one, but I heard Danley before.
Danner, they make some shoes. There's a shoe, they make shoes. A real nice, high quality, boot shoe. And, some kind of milk company.
Awesome.
But here in America. But yeah, but anyway, it's kind of interesting because, hey, it's such an easy name. It's not like it's a real weird or difficult name. I mean, I was with people.
You know what?
And it's
actually spelled very simple, too, just as it sounds, Danler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no complications on the spelling either.
I know, so enough talk about that, but I've spent like a lifetime of like, man, being the only one. And, and so I really have a lot of, you know, thoughts related to that topic. But yeah, thank you.
No worries. Perry, what is an email address for you?
Yeah, perrydandler@gmail.com.
I bet you didn't have anybody that took that name up, huh?
Nobody takes it anything. Nobody takes anything. See what I'm saying? It's like I could go right now and make that name. And, you know, you don't have to be the first one. Just
that's pretty good.
You make
that's
one.
Pretty good.
I know. So, yeah.
What address do you have Daytona registered out of?
1422 High Ridge Avenue. Daytona Beach, Florida. Yeah,
32124. Got it. Popped up right away.
Yeah. Where are you at?
We're our corporate headquarters, where we're calling you from, is here in Orange County, California. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Orange County.
Wow.
Yeah. We're right next to Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not sure if you've ever been to California before.
Well, no. It's pretty far west for us Eastern guys. I would like to. I have some really awesome folks that I want to fish with out of, and they fish right out of Los Angeles and out of the marinas there and out in front of right in front there. But no, I have not. And unfortunately, we're kind of limited to what we see on TV and the news. Obviously, it started with things like, chips.
Right.
You'd watch chips every day when you come home from school, and real well, that's Southern California, Los Angeles area, so.
I was born and raised in Los Angeles myself, Perry.
It blows my mind. It is really, we did a lot of talk about, I have the same thought process on California there. I wish it wasn't in the condition they make us believe it's in, because I would come there in a heartbeat. Especially I would fish with them guys, and they fish out of San Diego. They fish out of all those marinas up and down. Dana Point, they fish out of all of them. Captain Hansen is so cool.
You definitely know what you're referring to, yeah, because you know what? All those are fishing areas, and I got to tell you, San Diego is one of the most nicest places you'll probably see out here in Southern Cali.
And the water out there is so neat. I mean, compared to like we're in the South Atlantic here, I mean, Southwest Florida, right off the Keys and stuff. So comparing it to that, you guys, it goes so deep. You've got all those species. The Pacific Ocean is such a, just a cool, cool place. And, the whales, and then you have to deal with those seals, but they have these awesome tuna run through there and the blues, and they're all really close to shore. You don't have to go out very far. So you guys really have a cool fishing area.
Anytime you're down here, man, keep my number. Give me a call.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to get
over there. I mean, it's like on my, it is on my bucket list, but what's happened is, America has kind of made everybody scared of, California.
Why do you say that?
Well, they just have made it like, everybody's leaving California and all that. So
yeah, I can tell you that is definitely the case. I mean, a lot of people are leaving California. It's just so expensive to be here nowadays.
I know, and it's just so expensive, and then it takes so much money to go there. It's very expensive, all that stuff. And then, of course, all these homeless wave of homelessness, and that's hard to see. We have a little bit of that here. And you can't even hardly imagine how bad it can possibly be. I mean, so what we do is, like, it goes from, like, we talk about California. It's like, man, I want it to go back to the old California.
Right.
Like when the 49ers, and those guys were all going out there and digging for gold and starting. But you know what? What an interesting, fabulous, incredibly wealthy place. They've created so much wealth out there. Those people's garages are full of stuff.
You're right.
They are.
You are definitely
they
right.
They are. I mean, they're full of nice stuff. They've got the most beautiful cars, and you'll see motorcycles, and all the stuff, is beautiful. They've got garages full and full. I don't know where all those people get all that money out there. But, yeah, you guys, I think the homelessness and, you kind of get into some of the stuff some of the politicians have messed up, but.
Yeah, you know what? If this call wasn't being monitored and recorded, Perry, we'll go into that. I'll tell you, I have a lot of things I would love to share with you.
I know. It's so California, too. It's awesome info, but I'm going to come out there.
I'm hoping you do, man.
Captain Dave Hansen and Justin Buttrell. They're two captains right there out of that Southern California area. I mean, they are two of the finest captains, and I deal with a lot of people that do a lot of that stuff. I mean, I watch them every day. They're doing some videos, and they're the saltwater guide, and they do it throughout the whole country, and they are just fabulous. But anyway, that's the Southern California spin.
You're absolutely right. Well, here's what I did for you, Perry. I'm definitely here working with you, and I did apply quite a bit of an adjustment here for you. So we're going to help you out, and then the rate that you would be paying would be only $249 monthly, okay? That includes for all the services that I just went over with you, right? Putting you on the first page, getting that JBP fix for you, that hiccup that you had, getting the ads for you on Facebook through the social media portion, putting you on Yelp, putting you on Apple, and then also creating a website for you, okay? The only thing that you do pay the first month is a $99 setup fee with your first month. Every customer pays that. But I did get you on a new client rate as a company that is just getting on their feet. So your rate, and it's going to be no contract. It's going to be a month-to-month service, and it's going to be $249, okay? Keep in mind that you do have the availability to terminate the service at any time because it's not a contract. But to be quite frank with you, Perry, I don't think it's going to be something you're going to want to cancel, but again, you do have that option. Okay. Now, the other question that I had is, on the site, when people look you up, what time did you want it to say that you are available from?
Yeah.
Hey, Perry, you still there with me?
Hang on just a second. I've got an issue here. Hang on.
Yeah, no, take your time, brother.
I'm sorry about that. I had an emergency call from the marina. A boat had gotten lost, I guess.
Oh, no worries, man. No worries. I'll try to be as fast as possible here. I won't keep you much longer. The question I had is, when people look you up and we fix this, the issue you had, and we get you that, you know, that new JVP and get you that, put you on that first page of Google, what time do you want it to reflect that you are available from for your work hours for you and your guys? Are we looking Monday through Friday?
Yeah, I was just going to say Monday through Friday, like 8 to 5.
8 to 5. So no Saturday then?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because I would say Saturday would be a good thing for to add there, Perry. Only because
8 to noon. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds perfect. 8 to noon, okay. You know, some people have their days off on Saturday and like to get things done in the morning, okay. And then the travel area where we be able to do the marketing for you, how far are you willing to drive, Perry?
It's like, it's probably 15 miles north and 15 miles south of me. So it's like a 15 mile radius from the
New Surma?
Yeah, Ormond. It's from Highway 40 to Highway 446.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
US 1 and Route 95.
Okay. Perfect. So I would say 15 to 20 miles out sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay. Bear with me one second here. And then I do have to ask this, Perry, are you licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry for the question, brother. I just got to verify.
I don't know. No, I mean, it's another thing I spend a lot of money on, to be honest.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how many people don't even ask for it.
You know what? In my opinion, I think that really sucks because a lot of people cut corners, you know, and...
I know. I think it is the way to cut a corner, especially if you don't have workman's comp. And you don't have to have workman's comp.
I agree with you 100%. You know, again, man, if this call was not being recorded, Perry, I would share a big piece of my mind with you.
Yeah. Well, the problem I have with it is that, okay, I'll have 20 jobs, and they don't even ask for it. And then I'll have one job, and I've got to have it in order to get the job.
Yep, absolutely right. Absolutely.
And it's
right.
The one job that, you know, you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what? It's just unfortunate because you got guys like you that you do everything the right way. You go and you get your license, you get your insurance, you're here doing everything by the book, and then you got guys that, you know, just underprice things, and it's a conversation that I wish I could have openly with you, brother.
Oh, I know. I mean, I've been doing this for so long. It really, you need to save it for somebody that you talk to that is newer and they have the right attitude and they're a little younger and they need that knowledge. Me, I've been doing this 30 years. I mean, I've got stories for you, bro. I've got stories for you, bro. That, you know, I mean, like we have to have a lot of beer for our conversation.
Oh, man, you know, I don't mind bringing them, man.
I know, right? And then we could sit down and sing songs and talk all about it for, like, days. But, you know, and it's just more, you know, and it's just, it'd be the best conversation ever.
That's right.
You know, we just, you know, we've learned. We've been doing this a long time. And my heart goes out.
You're right. It's a different world, man. I agree with you 100%. 100%. I was going to tell you, I had to secure the account. This way, if we ever call you or you ever call us, you have to verify your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name. You get to choose one of those.
My mother's maiden name.
Okay, go ahead.
Potter.
You spell that for me, please?
P-O-T-T-E-R.
Okay. That's what I had. I just wanted to make sure we were on the same page there. Okay. Perfect.
That's what you had.
No,
how
I said
you
that,
had the, that?
No, the spelling.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
I would have never guessed that that was your mother's maiden name. I tell you that, Perry. I promise
I,
you.
I know. That would have been an incredible guess, but it would have been a good one. So, actually, I was like the original Perry Potter.
Okay. And then I'm almost wrapping. That's pretty good. You know, I think I would love.
I know, but. Yeah,
I would love. Funny. I would love to have a beer with you someday, me, you, and Tara. I think that would be one great scenario there.
Yeah, man, I want to see it in California.
There you go. Perry,
it's a full California effect.
That's right.
Looking over the Golden Gate and doing it all in one.
Yeah, you know, we'll be waiting for you over here, man. Hopefully you make it down to San Diego sometime. That'd be pretty awesome.
I would love to. I think San Diego is probably like my place there.
Yeah, you know what? I would only say you come down to San Diego. You're probably not going back to Florida. You know.
Yeah. San Diego's that nice. Right. Yeah. And that's where my boys are out at too.
That's amazing.
I'm going to come out there. I am going to come out there. You know, I love what those old guys did back in the day. And I want to feel a little bit of what they felt. It's not the same anymore, but I can still look around and see and get an idea and a feel for what they did and what they saw and how they did it. Because they blow my mind every time. Them old guys with a donkey, his wife, and two kids went out there and made it.
That's awesome. That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, hey, and made it. So that tells me it's got to be a special place because
right.
I would have expected every one of them to not make it.
Yep. Perry, tomorrow, our IT department, the guys are going to, you know, help you get this fixed and get the ball rolling because I already typed in all the information that we need. Tomorrow, the IT department, which is our operations side, they're going to give you a call and get all the necessary information. I mean, these are the guys that are, I like to call them our computer whizzes. You know, they're the ones doing all the back-end work. They will give you a call sometime tomorrow and get all the information that they need to start working on getting this addressed and getting it fixed and getting you on that first page. What time do you have? Can we call you tomorrow where you have about 30 to 40 minutes to spare?
Yeah, tomorrow morning about 10. That's probably too early for you guys.
Can we do 11?
Yeah, whatever works for you guys.
Okay.
What time
do
you open?
We open 7 a.m. But you know, I like to schedule it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll schedule it out for.
Out there, you probably got to go to work early, don't you? Because the rest of the country's already at work.
There you go. See, you already. Yeah, you know when I'm still at bed at 6 in the morning, yeah, you guys are already up and going. It's 9 a.m.
The whole country's at work, yeah. Well, 6 a.m. we're going to let you slide on, but when it's 7 or 8, you're still in bed, and it's like 11 o'clock in the morning here. It's like, man, we start making fun of you then. California kids are sleeping in.
Oh,
you guys
man,
don't do that, man. You guys are the late night crew.
You know what? I think Perry, I think you're gonna really love working with us, man. I think you're gonna not only are we gonna get your boys back in action and get them hopefully working and them not just hanging out, right? Because apparently that's
well, they're working. I mean, it's hot. It's 100 degrees out there today. It's probably 97, and he's out there crawling around on my motorhome cleaning it all up. I mean, I love them, but I mean, they really, you know, I need to be having them on a mowing job somewhere.
Yeah, you're right. PerryDowner@gmail.com. I'm assuming you have access to that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just asking because I'm going to send all the confirmations over there right now. Okay. Let me just make sure I have everything here set to go. Okay. All right. Just do me a favor. I set this up for 11 a.m. for you to speak to the IT department. I already put all the notes in, everything that we talked about. They're going to have that available. I also made sure that I address the issues that you're having so we can get that fixed for you. And then lastly, on our end, Perry, I just need to collect the payment for the monthly service. We do accept MasterCard, Visa, Amex, and Discover. Whichever one you wanted to use today would be, you know, up to you.
Yeah, how much is it?
It's $249. It's $249. Again, the only thing that you pay this month is the $99 with the $249. So let me add that up for you here. So it's $348 the first month. Yeah, $348 the first month, and then you're going to pay $249 every single month. Well, it's actually $249 this month as well, but the only difference is that you pay the $99 programming charge. Every customer pays that, just so you know. It's not a... You know, it's nothing new.
Can't cut that monthly fee down?
The monthly charge? Well, here's the thing. If I cut the monthly charge for you, then what they'll do is they'll remove services like the rate for the Facebook and the social media end, because I could cut it down to $199 per month. But then it's going to take that social media portion out of it. And I'm going to be a straight shooter with you, man. I don't think you want to remove that feature from there. You know,
I think you're right, and I think I trust you too. I don't trust anybody from California, and I think that I've trusted you and no one.
Tara. Hey, man, wait a minute, Perry. We're not bad people here in California.
I don't think I've trusted a single person or done any business with anyone from California. So I'm going to just tell you, you can bring that up at lunch if you want.
Well, you know what? I am really going to talk to Tara when we go to lunch, and I'm going to bring everything you said, and I am definitely going to bring it up to our upper management when we have, because we have company meetings once a week. And the good thing is that this call is being monitored and recorded, so they can just pull it up and listen to all the amazing things you had to say. I got to tell you.
I'm very truthful. I'm very truthful. I've gone the other. It goes the other way as well.
Okay.
So I mean, it doesn't come out just for me to be a nice guy today. I'm not like that. I'm just more honest and truthful about it, and that's why it's coming out.
You know what, Perry? I appreciate you being a straight shooter, man. Believe me, I wish that more people in the world were like that. It would make this place a much better place to live in, man.
I know. Well, I think they were, and then it hurt. Everybody's feelings got hurt. And so then everybody had to go be nice because everybody's mad. And the feelings got hurt.
Look, man, I'm going to say this with all honesty, man. I would love to someday just sit down and shoot the you-know-what with you and have a beer with you.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing business with people I've been in business by myself for at least 30 years. I was with the government for a few years before that. I mean, for a good stretch. maybe not quite 30. I'm not quite that old. But I'm getting way up there, you know. I've been doing this a long, long time, probably 50.
Gotcha.
So,
gotcha.
I mean, it adds up 25 years at least by myself, my own business, bringing my own clients, my own customers here to that, to my table. And I was with the government, after going to school and working for many years, was with the government for a good while to get, you know, my education. So.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah. Been, you know, seen a lot of stuff. And what's happened is there's just, now we're on the cusp of a new deal. It's, the ball has turned. You know what I mean? We're doing things different now. Things are being done differently. AI has definitely changed the game. All this digital stuff, game changers, and we're having to do things a little differently. And that's what brings pros like you guys to the game.
You're absolutely right.
Stay in the game.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Give you a spot in the game. Where before, you know, because really I want to get on this thing and just go to this Google site and fix it all myself. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And get better at it.
Right.
But
right.
As soon as it throws in Facebook and you're throwing in top three and this and that, it's like, I could probably fix the Google thing.
Right. And the thing.
Probably get that fixed.
Yeah, I mean,
but the rest of it,
right?
I'll be so sick of it by the time I get it fixed.
I was just—you beat me to the punch there. You know, I think you have so many other things to worry about. By the time you get this done, you're just gonna say, "You know what? The crap with all of this."
I won't quit. I won't quit on it until I get that piece fixed. But when that piece is fixed, it won't be able to go to the Facebook. It won't be able to go to the top three. It won't be able to, you know, it'll just be sitting there fixed.
That's correct. You definitely know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, I'll have to still spend money at that point to get something to work.
Right.
Because, you know what I mean? So it's like, you might as well on this one, I'm feeling like I might as well make a little investment up front.
I'm going to tell you the truth, Perry. I think you're going to really like what we'll do for you, man. I think you're going to be pretty content and pretty happy. And I think more than anything, what we want to do is, you know, keep you busy, man. I think busy is the number keyword for you at this point.
Yeah, well, I should be out, you know, doing things and not sitting here. It's Monday morning. Well, that's not true. It's Tuesday, actually.
Tuesday.
After a long holiday. I've got a stack sitting here that I have to do, but, yeah, we need a little bit more dig and mow business.
Yeah, let's get that going, man. Let's get that going. Yeah, whenever you're ready, you can provide that information to me, and then I'll send you the confirmation right over.
Oh, yeah, you're waiting on, I got it out. Here it is. 4185.
Okay, hold on. Are you using a Visa? I'm assuming because it starts with the 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
4185. Okay, go ahead.
8150.
Okay.
0101-0974.
Okay. Expiration?
0325.
0325. And then the last three on back of the card.
814.
814. All right, stand by while I verify this card. Give me a second. Man, I keep hearing a beeping noise, and I thought it was your end, but it's my damn headset that's about to die.
Yeah, it's you, not here.
Yeah.
I had that one call that came in. Otherwise, it's been pretty good.
Okay, perfect. I just got to reach you this verification notice, Perry, I'm sure you understand. It's just a voice verification, make sure I have everything correct. Okay. You ready there? I got to get this written.
Yeah.
You know, read this. I'm sure you get it.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
It's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Before I process the payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason for this is because we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement. And as an added form of protection, we will send this to you in writing with your invoice. And as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you do not understand, do me a favor. Ask me to clarify it, and I'll be more than happy to do so. I can rephrase it and go over it with you. I just want to make sure we do have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being recorded and monitored for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Can you please state the name of the business?
Daytona Dig and Mow, LLC.
Thank you. Can you please state your name and the title you have with the company?
Perry Danler, President.
Thank you, sir. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of this company?
I am.
Okay. Are you an authorized user on the billing account for this company?
I am.
Okay. Thank you. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in this campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that if you get calls from third-party vendors that are not Local Splash, this is why we provided that security question for you, which is your mother's maiden name. You would be the only one that knows that. So if we ever call, make sure that you provide that to us, okay? Also, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails that come from our company?
Yeah.
Okay. The calls will come from an 877-635-6225 customer service number. We ask you to save this number as your under your contacts, under Local Splash. I'll text you from that number, Perry, so you can have it, okay? That way you don't have to
worry about
it. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Basically meaning if you do marketing outside of what we're doing for you, Perry, to keep us in the loop.
I've got Angie's List.
Right. No, we know that. No, I'm saying if you do anything else outside from what we're doing today, you know, moving forward.
Oh, you know I'm on Angie's List?
Well, let's see here. I think that's one of the notes. Did you tell Tara that, or did you tell her you were with ABS?
No.
Okay. So if you didn't tell her, then, because I put a note on here on my end. Oh, I think you told me you were with ABS. Gotcha. Okay. So
it was no. I'm not ABS. It was ABS or something. The guys that I was dealing with before.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I had down. Okay. So you're with Angie's. Let me put a note on that here. Okay. Perfect. I had put a note on here that you were working with someone. I thought that.
Yeah, and I. But you know what? I'm going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's going very well, and we're going to. I've changed it. I'm, and just like you guys, I will. You know, it's a little different, but you know, it's expensive, so I don't want to do something I don't need.
Right.
And so yesterday, I took a huge charge for a bunch of jobs I didn't get.
Yeah, that's horrible. And I'll tell you more on. You know what, Perry? Do you mind if I call you, like, in 5 seconds? I'm just going to change this headset because it won't stop beeping. It would literally take me just
oh,
5 seconds.
Oh, no. Go right ahead.
It'll take me
yeah,
5 seconds.
Yeah, make sure
it's you. No, I'll call you.
Just call me back, right?
No, I'm going to call you in 5 seconds, literally.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, buddy. Okay, bye-bye.
Yep. Yeah.